Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir. Why did you hang up the call?
I told you, I'm not doing it. It's too much. You're pushing me too much.
If
I
you will
don't
not
do
do
it.
this, if you will not do this, sir, what I am going to do, I am going to disconnect your internet line. You won't be able to use it anymore. And also, I will send the cops. Okay? And you might
Take
face
it.
Some legal problem. Alright?
Take it.
Yeah. And if you will lose any of your single penny, I will be not responsible for that, okay? I'm going to block your lab right now. I'm going to block it. Alright?
You're going to block the lab? Oh, you're threatening me now.
No, I'm not threatening you. I'm just trying
it's
to prevent you. Let me explain you why I need to block your account. Because I cannot allow the hacker to misuse your account for money laundering anymore.
So at least I can't use my account.
No. If you will follow our instruction, I will not block your account. If you won't go to the bank, I will lock your account for your safety and security.
You can't do that.
Sir, I have the authority. I can do that. I work for the government. I told you. If you don't believe me, once I will hang up, after 5 minutes, you can check your bank account. It will be locked. I can disconnect your internet line as well. I will lock your mobile banking app. You won't be able to access anymore. You won't be able to see your balance. You won't be able to make any payment, anything online. So tell me, what should I do, sir? If you will cooperate with me, I won't do anything, okay? If you will not, then for your safety and security, I have to do all these things. And I don't want to disconnect your internet line. I don't want to block your account. This is why I told you, please help us to find the hacker. So tell me, please, what should I do?
I want you at the same bank account then.
Sorry?
I want you at the same bank account then. When I go, I want you there.
Sir, right now I am calling you from Sydney. How could this be possible?
Well, so how am I to know this is you then?
Sir, I'm giving you my details. Write it down. If you don't believe me, I can give you my employment ID, my helpline number. You can call on that number and verify me whether you are speaking to NCA or not. Okay? And I'm not going to hang up, okay? I'm going to stay on the line every time. If you will face any problem, if you have any query in your mind, you can ask me. Okay?
I really don't know what to do.
Now, you are wasting your time, sir. It is almost 2:45. The bank will get closed very soon. Don't waste your time. I am on the line. Please trust me. Trust me, only 1%, I will make it, 100%. Okay, you are in a safe hand. You just follow my instruction, it will be safe for you, sir. Sorry? No, I'm not threatening, okay? I'm just telling you the truth, okay? What I can do. Because of your safety and security. I don't want to put you in risk. I don't want to take any chances. Because the hacker are using your internet line for illegal activities. So for your safety and security, I have to disconnect your internet line. And also the hacker are using your bank account for money laundering. So I cannot allow them to misuse your account anymore. This is why I need to block your online banking as well.
Well, what about you just start giving a new... bank card number.
Sir, if I will change your password or your bank card, okay, what will happen? Again, you will do online banking with the same internet. You will put the details and the card number over the internet in your mobile banking app. So through that, they will again get all your information.
Last time I had someone hack my bank, they disconnect the
card.
Make card,
okay.
And then give me a new card number.
Yeah, and again, it has got compromised. You can see because your internet line is not safe, sir. That is why they again got your card details, your password, your banking information. They again got it. So if we will do the same thing, I can like disconnect your card, I can discontinue your card and I can send the new one. Again, it will happen the same thing. Again, the hacker will get the information of your new card and they will misuse it for money laundering. So this is why we need to do this. I need to catch the hacker if you want to get a lifetime and permanent solution. So please go to your bank. Very soon the bank will get closed. We don't have enough time. You are thinking over, right? Start driving. I am on the line. Once you reach outside the bank, let me know, please. Okay?
Say, what money am I using?
Sorry?
What money am I using?
Yeah, you have to make, you have to, no, listen, we already
No, I'm not paying on my card.
Sorry?
I won't be making a payment on my card.
No, listen, we already transferred $18,000 into your personal account.
But there's no proof on the bank statement.
Yeah, it will be, sir, actually we have hide that money into your account. Why we have hide it? Because when you go to the bank to make a payment, the bank employee will access your account. And if they will see you got $18,000 from NAB head office, they will get suspicious why you got this money. They will aware the hacker. That's the reason we hide that money. You just need to make a payment, get the receipt, get back to your home. Then you can log in into your account. You will be able to see your money, $18,000, is already in there. You will be able to see that. Okay? This is not a scam. We will unhide that money after making a payment. But we cannot unhide it because I need to catch the bank employee as well. So if you will go to the bank to make a payment, they will access your account. They will see in the statement you got the $18,000 into your account from the NAB. So this is why we have hidden that money, that transaction. Once you will make a payment, get back to your home, I will unhide that transaction. You will be able to see your money now. Okay? Understood?
I don't feel happy now, I'm just telling you.
Sorry?
I don't feel happy.
This is all about your happiness. This is all about your safety and security.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because it's a one by I transfer the money in, it's more my money, and then it's actually at the end I got scammed $17,000.
No, this is not a scam. I told you this call is being recorded. If I do anything wrong with you, I will lose my job. Trust me, you have to trust on me. Trust me, sir, your money is not going to make me a millionaire. I am handsomely paid by the government. So your money is not going to make me a millionaire.
Are you on a mobile?
Sorry?
You're on a mobile phone.
So what happens, sir? We contact everyone through the phone, through the mobile. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm just...
Sorry?
I'm just being cautious, mate. I really don't feel like it. I feel like I'm being scammed in something.
It is my promise to you, you will not lose any of your single penny. How many times I have to say you this? I think you have a trust issue. You cannot trust anyone. Right? So don't waste the time. Please start driving. I am on the line. Please start driving. Are you there?
Okay,
if you will not do this, sir, I will block your account and I will disconnect your internet line. That is the end of the call, okay? You want me to block your account?
No. I've got another phone call coming through.
Don't answer any call because might be the hacker are trying to call you and they will break down the security. Don't answer any unknown call, okay?
It's from Sydney.
Yeah, it might be, as I told you, the hacker will try to call you and they will break down the security which we have updated. If you don't believe me, you can check your account. Your money is still in your account. Check your account. Just go ahead and log in into your account and check it if you don't believe me. Can you see all your money in your account?
Yeah.
See, if I am a scammer, if I am a hacker, then any point of time I can take out that money from your account. But I cannot because I am not a scammer or a hacker. Think logically why I'm wasting my time, my money, my energy as well to letting you know about this security issue and why I'm providing you a security complimentary. Because this is my job and my duty.
Job and duty. So you say this thing goes through.
Sorry?
Do the banks know anything about this?
As I told you, NAB head office, they also know everything, whatever we have done, okay? Whatever we are doing, they knew everything.
But will they let me know they know?
Yeah, definitely you will get all the paperwork tomorrow morning when our technician will come.
No, I'm talking about when I'm there at the bank.
No, sir, in your local branch, we cannot disclose anything about our investigation. I told you the reason why we cannot disclose because I need to catch the bank employee as well who is working for the hacker. So this is why we cannot disclose anything in there.
I'm waiting tomorrow.
Sorry?
No, they're going to come in and check the ATM. This seems very weird why this is suddenly happening because you've got the ATM. You haven't had the problem before.
Sir, tell me what should I do, sir, because I have so many customers on the line, I have to deal with them as well. So tell me what should I do, sir?
Well, I don't know, okay. Blocked or nothing.
No, if you will not do this, sir, okay, if you will not follow my instruction, I will definitely block your account and I will disconnect your internet line as well.
Yes, sir. That's not on, eh? But really, you shouldn't be doing that.
Trust me, I'm telling you, I have the power, I have the authority to do that. I can do it. Trust me.
Well, how am I going to get it back connected?
Sorry?
How am I going to get my money out?
You have to go to the bank physically. You won't be able to do anything online.
So I have to reset up all up again?
No, you will not be able to do online banking lifetime. Okay, it will be blocked.
So if you ask, you do that.
Sorry?
I would. Because it's not feeling comfortable. You're basically punishing a person for not doing what you ask them to do.
It is like a punishment to you, but this is for your safety. You have to think on the other hand side as well. It is for your safety.
It doesn't sound right.
So now you are wasting your time. I cannot explain you again and again and again why we are doing this. I cannot explain you so many times. If you want to go, you can go and follow my instruction. If you don't want to go, I just simply hang up. I will disconnect your internet. I will block your account. That's it. This is the end of this call. So tell me, are you going or not?
Now think about it.
You are overthinking, sir, okay? Don't think so much. Start driving, go to the bank. I am on the line.
Every time I go to the bank, get money out. Because the scammers, but I can reopen up another account and get a card again. You can't just block someone off completely of their own account details.
So your bank will get closed very soon. It is almost 3 o'clock. So don't waste your time. If you want to go, just go. If you don't want to go, tell me. I will hang up. I will start working with other customer and I will block your account and your internet. So tell me, what should I do? Tell me, please. I don't have whole day for you.
But you're threatening me now. You're threatening me to do the job.
I am not.
You are. You are threatening me to do the job now. Because you want to go and you want to make an account.
You will not listen to me if you will not cooperate. I don't want to block your account. I don't want to disconnect your internet line. This is why I'm telling you again and again, don't waste the time. Go to the bank.
I need more paper information, more black and blue, so I know it's true, not just be, you know what I mean? It just be talking on the phone, but I don't know.
Think logically. I believe you are an educated person. Okay, you are very well qualified person. So think logically. If I am not legitimate, if I am a hacker or a scammer, I already access your banking. I can take out the money any point of time without your knowledge and without your permission. But I didn't do that. Why? Because I am not a hacker or I'm not a scammer. I work for the government. I cannot do anything wrong with you. Sorry?
The card, I don't know if it's not from the, so I go there, I want to transfer money in this account.
No, telegraphic transfer. I want to do a telegraphic transfer. I will explain you. First of all, drive your car. Once you reach outside the bank, let me know when you park your car. I am on the line. Okay? Carry your mobile with you. All right? Good luck. I am on the line.
It feels like a setup. I think it must be taking this too far, right?
So get ready, please. You are wasting your time. The bank will get closed. Get ready.
This is fun. They're working with the bank too. To stop all these crimes. It's all undercover stuff, but that's the thing.
Are you there?
I don't know, mate, really. I want to do it, but I don't.
Waste your time, please. Don't waste your time. Trust me, sir. You are in a safe hand. Trust me, you are in a safe hand, okay? I am legitimate. You just trust me. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just telling you now for the straight. I don't feel comfortable.
Thank you very much.
I don't feel comfortable at all, okay?
Go quickly, otherwise the bank will get closed, okay? I'm on the line.
How do you feel like we should be doing this? My old man don't feel comfortable, and I don't feel comfortable, mate. What are you telling me to rush up now for the bank close? I understand what you think you're going to do, but if it takes you there for a few weeks, will they find the person who's going to grab anyway?
So why we are telling you to transfer the money, because they are already using your account for money laundering. So we cannot transfer the money from our account. If you will transfer the money from your account to their account, they will not get suspicious, because they was already transferring the money from your account to their account for money laundering. Okay?
Yeah.
So start driving, please. Okay, I'm on the line.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's the thing.
So how many times I have to say it is true? Don't waste your time. Get in your car. Start driving. Otherwise, the bank will get closed. We don't have enough time. I have to deal with other customers as well. They are on the line. And I told you, you are not the only one who is doing this. So many customers are helping us. I think this is not your responsibility. You are a citizen of our country, so this is also your responsibility, right? Where are you right now?
I'm just going to go to the police and talk about this.
So local police is not going to help you regarding this, because they are not the cyber cops and they are not looking for the cyber crime. As I told you, we are National Crime Authority. We are taking care of cyber crimes. So this is the cyber crime issue. Only we can help us regarding this investigation. This is why we contacted you. Why the local police didn't contacted you? Because that is not their job. Don't answer any call, please. Don't answer any call. Otherwise, the security that we have updated, it will get interrupted. It will get stuck. Don't answer any call.
That was my daughter.
I understand. But if you will answer the call, the security which we are updating, it will get stuck. And we have to start from the beginning again. We don't have all day.
I don't think we must be doing this at all. Because
so I'm going to block your account right now. I'm going to disconnect your internet line. Your landline will not work, because your landline is connected with your internet, with your modem. So your landline will not work, your internet will not work, and your mobile banking will be blocked. Okay?
Never ask, man.
Tell
you should
me,
do that.
Should I disconnect everything?
No, but please.
So if you don't want me to disconnect anything, just do that. Why you are wasting your time? Go to the bank right now. I am on the line. Sir, write down my employment ID, NCA0786, John Williams. NCA.
It's plain bluffing to me, Mike.
Oh my goodness, sir, tomorrow I am going to send engineer, he will show you his ID proof. You will see his ID proof and everything. First of all, let me complete my work today. I will make an appointment with you. Technician will come. Please follow me.
I'm not interested.
This is not about your interest.